Now, notice verse 19, his answer that he gives to these men. He says, "Now therefore, I pray you, tarry ye also here this night, that I may know what the Lord will say unto me." Uh-oh, what's happening here, friends? Well, it's quite obvious. He already has God's answer. He didn't need to wait that night and get a further answer. God's already told him not to go. But this man's hoping that the Lord will open a crack in the door so he can put his foot in. If he gets his foot in, he's going to go. He has God's answer. He doesn't need any more. It's very interesting. Sometimes those of us that are preachers, we make a great deal of getting a call from God to go to a certain church. Now, I've heard that used many times, and generally it's a bigger church with a larger salary and more attractive offer, and probably the people are more attractive, and it's pretty hard to turn that down. I heard the story of the preacher who came to his wife one day and said, "I've just had a call to the church over in the next town." Now, you know it's a bigger town, richer town. It's a bigger church, more members, and they're much finer folk over there than they are here. And I've been called to go over there as pastor. Now, says, "I'm going upstairs and pray about it and find out what the Lord's will is." And she said, "Well, I'll go upstairs and pray with you." And he said, "Oh, my, no." Says, "You stay down here and pack." May I say to you, he'd made up his mind, as you can see. And old Balaam's made up his mind also. Now notice, here is something God often does, not only for Balaam, but he does it for many of his servants, and he'll do it for you and me, and it's not good, friends, when he permits it. Notice what God says. God came unto Balaam at night and said unto him, "If the men come to call thee, rise up and go with them. But yet the word which I shall say unto thee, that shalt thou do." In other words, God says, "All right, you want to go. And before it's through, you'll go," because they'll up the price again, of course. But the thing is, if you go, you are to say what I want you to say. Be careful of that. You have here what's known as the permissive will of God. He permits us many times to do something when we insist, and it's not his will. It's not his direct will. You remember what was said of the children of Israel. He granted their request, but sent leanness to their souls. And sometimes he grants our requests, sends leanness to our souls. Now God, you see, warned him here that he's to be careful now as he goes. And Balaam rose up in the morning, saddled his ass, and went with the princes of Moab. And God's anger was kindled because he went. You see, he had God's answer, but God permits him now to go. And the angel of the Lord stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now he was riding upon his ass, and his two servants were with him. And the ass saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and the sword drawn in his hand. And the ass turned aside out of the way and went into the field. And Balaam smote the ass to turn her into the way. In other words, even this prophet doesn't have the mind of God at all and has no spiritual discernment, whereas, frankly, this animal did.